This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Today we have an awesome treat. We have Eric Presley in the house with us. He is a CTO of CareerBuilder. You may have seen him on national shows as well, where he provides insight around the tech labor market and has even been named as one of Computer World's premier 100 IT leaders. Welcome to our studio.
Thanks a lot, Derek. Glad to be here.
Hey, we are lucky to have you. It just so happens that Ella Jane, your daughter, does the research and development for our shows and for other stuff for our agency and is a rock star with us. And so her connection has made it lucky enough that we get to have you in the studio with us. So we're pretty excited. I have so many questions I want to ask you, but can we kind of just start? Just give me kind of a background. My CareerBuilder is a huge company, and I've got questions about that specifically too. But tell me kind of your passion and your drive and what's kind of taken you in the career that you've been in.
Yeah. So I've always been in technology and software development, and kind of got my start in the internet space with a company called Headhunter.net, and then CareerBuilder purchased us in 2000. And I never would have thought I would have been in internet technology for recruitment for, I guess it's almost 19 years. But the industry is amazing. When you have the kind of the competition that happens in our industry, and then when you have with cloud computing and the cloud services and people today now with a great idea, almost in a credit card and a little bit of backing and technology can really launch new and great and amazing services. And so that competition just makes it exciting, right? It makes it where you have to continue to innovate. And I think that I'm sure it happens in a lot of different industries, but ours in particular seems to have attracted that. And so the passion at CareerBuilder is to really help, you know, people connect with the right careers for their current stage in life and then set them on a path forward. So it's fun when, and we all experience it, right? A job changes our life. A new career changes our life. And you get a glimpse into those stories and into those connections. And you can kind of get, buried a little bit, but then your head gets lifted up by a great story in terms of the connections you've made, or you've enabled a business, right? You've enabled a business to really move forward based on their people. And so that makes, the day to day, very, very rewarding.
I like that. And I like that you talk about appreciating the competition.
Yeah.
And yes, your space has attracted a lot of competition.
It has.
That's one of the main questions I had for you, and you addressed it in the first thing was, how does a company not only stay relevant but lead and pioneer innovation in such a competitive landscape?
Yeah.
Is it the competition that helps that?
It is. The competition helps, but it also takes a great a great leadership team. And I'm not really so much talking about myself. It's really our CEO, Matt Ferguson, and several other folks. They recognize that that innovation really happens across the entire company. So one of the things that CareerBuilder's done really over the years is we've had ideas from everywhere competitions where you take business plans from people all over the business. And either we've gone through different evolutions where employees vote on the winners or the leadership team votes on the winners. But we have a significant data and workforce analytics business that was born out of one person presenting that idea. Wow. So now we, through one person presenting that idea, and then we fund it, allow them to start the business, it drove us to launch into a whole new area that's a significant revenue stream. It also got us connected with new companies. We bought a company out of Idaho called IMSI that does labor market data, primarily for educational institutions, but it took us into new acquisitions, and it was all organic from within. And so there's
a
few of those.
This is all internal.
Yeah, this is all internal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I like
and
that.
So, so that listening or the ability to be open to everybody's expertise in the company to try to drive that innovation has been something that's allowed us to evolve as a business.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.